This is America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. Check your latest news and weather at the top of the hour. Over the last few years, the number of places in America where marijuana has been decriminalized or legalized has been on the increase. Of course, we know that Colorado and Washington are now formulating plans for how the legal marijuana in that state will be sold, while still keeping an eye on what the federal government wants to do. Even in the Obama administration, the crackdown on medical marijuana clinics in California and elsewhere around the country, to me, has been unconscionable. But we unfortunately have not seen much softening at the federal level when it comes to marijuana laws. And the interesting thing to me is that in the most recent research that we have from 2011, half of the drug arrests in America, half of the drug arrests in America were on marijuana-related charges. That's about the same as it was the year before that, and the year before that, and the year before that, at a time when we're supposedly becoming a little bit more progressive when it comes to our marijuana laws in this country. The other part of this story is the racial component. According to a new report from the ACLU's Criminal Law Reform Project, we are also being quite biased in who we are putting in jail when we're arresting people for marijuana use. Ezekiel Edwards is the director of that project and lead author of the report and joins me now. Welcome to America Weekend, Ezekiel.
Thanks a lot for having me. Glad to be here.
So tell me what your report shows about the racial divide when it comes to pot busts in America.
Sure. So we did a report that looked at marijuana arrests across the country for all 50 states and their respective counties, generally, and also with an eye towards the racial disparities. And what we found was that racial disparities in marijuana possession arrests exist everywhere. Blacks are almost four times as likely nationwide to be arrested for marijuana possession. In some places like Iowa, Minnesota, in Washington, D.C., in Illinois, they're eight times as likely to be arrested. We found counties where they are 10, 15, 20 times likely to be arrested for pot possession as whites. What we were struck by was that we found this virtually in every county that we looked at. So it didn't matter if it was in the Midwest or the Northeast or the South. It didn't matter if it was a large county or a small county, if the black population was 2% or 40%, if the median income was $50,000, $20,000, or $100,000, urban or suburban, we found racial disparity. So that's probably what was most striking.
That's amazing to me that even in places where you had small percentages of blacks, they were still more likely to be busted for pot.
I mean, there were counties in Texas, for instance, Van Zandt County, Cook County, where blacks were 25 times as likely, 30 times as likely. And these are small counties. But then we went to big places like Philadelphia, like Miami, like Chicago, and they were, you know, 10 to 8 times, 10 times as likely. So there really wasn't anywhere that we looked that we didn't see any racial disparities. And as you brought up, you know, between 2001 and 2010, this country arrested over 8 million people for marijuana offenses. Almost 9 out of every 10 were for possession. 62% were of people 25 and younger. And so, and as you pointed out, we now half of all drug arrests are marijuana arrests. So war on drugs has kind of shifted to a war on marijuana, both at the federal level, as you talked about, and certainly at the state level. It's just that at the state level, it's happening in racially very biased ways.
You know what I find funny about this, Ezekiel? Not the racial component that's funny to me, but the fact that the people who are in charge of this country are people who are pretty much from the marijuana generation, the people who grew up through the 60s and 70s and early 80s. You know, the president of the United States has admitted that he smoked marijuana, and yet he was able to go on as a black man to the highest office in the land while we are arresting more blacks in this country for maybe just having a joint on them.
Well, I think there are a number of, ironies and comedies and hypocrisies, I think in our approach to drugs generally, certainly about marijuana, I think there are lots of people who have used it and still use it with impunity. And then, of course, there are states, like you said, Colorado and Washington have legalized, 18 states plus D.C. now recognize that it has medicinal components and allow medical marijuana. And yet at the same time, the federal government treats it as a Schedule I drug, which is the most serious category of drugs that it could treat it as. And a lot of things flow from that in terms of federal policy and the enforcement by the DEA that you just spoke about. And then, of course, in communities around the country, people are getting arrested, jailed, getting criminal records, losing employment, losing housing, losing federal financial aid, while other people kind of sit in their backyard and enjoy a joint. So we're at a very strange crossroads. You know, over 50% of this country now, across racial lines, thinks that marijuana should be legalized. And yet, you know, we arrested between 750,000 and 850,000 people over the last 3 or 4 years, both under Bush and under Obama.
Do you have a theory as to why blacks are getting targeted more?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, again, because we found this in so many places, it's hard to know and say at this point that there's a one-size-fits-all theory as to why all over this is happening. One of the things we're hoping is that this report generates a discussion in all of these communities about why. Because there may be different reasons in different places. I think clearly that there is still a problem in this country with racial profiling, both of communities and then of people wherever they are. And so I think police departments still have to do a lot of work in terms of who they're going to stop, frisk, and search, and then arrest. I think police have traditionally, in fighting this drug war, focused on communities of color. And so I think that kind of disparate enforcement is nothing exactly new. You know, I think police departments would say we go to places where there are open drug markets, not closed drug markets, which tend to be maybe predominantly communities of color, and we go to places where sometimes the crime rate is higher. We did look at counties where marijuana arrests went up, and we found that crime was just as likely to go up as to go down. And we looked at counties where marijuana arrests went down, and crime was just as likely to go down as up. So I'm not so sure that's why, but that's, I think, racial profiling and police practices is a big part. I'll say very quickly that, you know, a lot of police departments pay a great amount of, put a lot of emphasis on the numbers, and I call it quantity-based policing. That number of arrests they make and the number of the stops they make is somehow how they measure their performance and productivity, both internally and to receive federal funding from the government. The government gives local state agencies a lot of money, and one of the performance metrics is how many arrests are you making? And I think when that's your measure, you're going to go out and make a lot of arrests. You're going to make easy arrests, cheap arrests in places where it's maybe not so politically risky, and I think that's going to bump the numbers up. I think police should be using different metrics to measure how are they doing, civilian complaints, community satisfaction and seeing them with legitimacy, violent crime. These are the things that police should be thinking about.
Are we seeing a problem here akin to the problem of crack versus powdered cocaine?
I think there's definitely something similar. I mean, many more blacks were arrested for crack cocaine than whites were arrested for powder cocaine. Once blacks were arrested for crack cocaine in federal court, they were, charged. If you had 1/100th the amount of powder cocaine, you received the same sentence as if you had 100 times powder cocaine for many years. And that put many blacks and people of color in federal prison under mandatory minimum sentences for, 5, 10 years or longer. And so that's been reduced, that ratio, to 18-1, which is still unfair, as opposed to 100-1. But that mentality, I think, is definitely seeped over into marijuana. Keep in mind that, you know, marijuana, you don't get the same kinds of sentences generally that you get in federal court for crack cocaine. There are still, we estimated, about 20,000 people in prison around the country for marijuana-only offenses. There are actually people who are serving life without parole, particularly in the Deep South, when the triggering offense is a drug offense and sometimes a marijuana offense. But I think the real harm here is the number of people we're arresting, filling up our jails, and all the collateral consequences that flow from that, whether you're white or black. But disproportionately, it's happening to people of color.
Not to mention the money we're wasting in our failed war on drugs. Billions of dollars.
Yeah, we found that states spent in 2010 over a combined $3.6 billion enforcing marijuana possession laws. And if you think about it, that's law enforcement resources and taxpayer money that could be going to a lot of other things, including fighting serious crime. I think one of the reasons that we support legalization, the ACLU, of marijuana, and support what's happened in Colorado and Washington, is it's going to generate revenue for those states
right.
they can put towards improving their public schools, drug treatment, serious crime. And so that's a much better use of taxpayer resources than putting nonviolent pot possessors in jail.
$3.6 billion enforcing pot possession laws. I should point out, I don't smoke pot, but I see when we're wasting money and when we're prosecuting the wrong people. Ezekiel Edwards of the ACLU's Criminal Law Reform Project, here with Paul Harris on America Weekend from the Envision Radio Networks.
Paul Harris!